Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Sunday edition. We're going to jump right in. So much to cover for you, and I've got breaking news for you in the next hour. But let's just say we have a new contributor coming to the show, and I have new in quotes. If you're an AAR Premium subscriber, you already got the goods and you know who it is. We're going to spend two solid hours with him, hour two and hour three. You don't want to miss it because you already know who he is. Think Neil McCabe. That's, you just heard it. Let's go right now to Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, how the heck are you?
Busy, but good, Mark. Thank you.
Busy is a good thing, but busy can be a tough thing, too. And I know what you mean about busy. Because you and I have way lots of stuff, to use that kid's term, to cover. So I'm going to start with this. Second Amendment Foundation, Alan, is the premier organization, the one that Bloomberg and Everytown fear the most, and the Bradys, because we're in courtrooms across this country, and we just added another amicus on Friday to what case, and explain it if you would.
Okay, it's not an amicus. It's actually a cert petition. It is the Second Amendment Foundation case that we filed on Friday, known as Sylvester, out of California. And it makes the fourth case right now actively in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, hoping they grant cert to at least, you know, we'd like all four, but we'd like at least one of the four cases. We've never, ever had four cases before the U.S. Supreme Court at one time.
Amazing.
It's an all-time record. So we've got the court really backed up on gun cases. So let me tell if I can, Sylvester, the case. This is a really interesting one. California, San Jose, California, went into a woman's house because her husband was acting erratically. And while they were there, they asked her if she owned any guns. And she said, yes. And he said, can we see them? And being a nice, good citizen, she said, yes. And she opened up what's known as a California compliance safe, where she stored her guns. And only she had the combination to the safe. And because her husband has some mental issues, they then confiscated her guns, which are owned by her legally, and in a California compliance safe, if you have somebody in your house who shouldn't be around firearms. At any rate, then nothing happened to her husband, of course, and then they wouldn't refuse to give her illegally owned firearms back. Went all through the courts to the Ninth Circuit, or Circuit, so to speak, who basically all ruled that, well, she has a right to own guns. She's totally legal. She kept the guns legally, but she doesn't get the guns back. But if she wants to go buy new guns, she's legally allowed to go buy new guns, but they don't have to give her the old guns back. So, in other words, a justified confiscation of legally owned firearms in California, and that case is before SCOTUS right now.
Alan, this is exhausting stuff. Can you give us the real quick on the Sylvester, ladies and gentlemen? We'll leave it there. Just in the essence of time, if you need to go back and listen to that podcast to understand that, please do. And I'll talk about it during the week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, just to give you a little bit more info on that. But, Alan, what are the other three cases now? I think now that we have four up there, what are the other three that we've got in front of the Supreme Court now?
Well, also California, the Pena case, which deals with their handgun roster issue, where they don't put any new handguns on their roster, and old ones, semi-automatic ones, fall off. Hence, the selection of handguns to be able to buy in the state of California keeps diminishing, and their goal is to get it down to zero. It also deals with their micro-stamping provision, which is undoable the way it's written for manufacturers to comply. So no new semi-automatic handgun can get added to the list, period, in the state of California. And so, you know, all new guns with new safety features, et cetera, are all banned sale in California. And then the other case we have is Culp out of Illinois, where they are not issued concealed carry permits to out-of-state residents. And that's the one where we have 18 state attorney generals filed an amicus brief on behalf of the Second Amendment Foundation, right, saying it violates their citizens' rights when they travel. And then we also have the Mance case out of Texas, which deals again with the right to buy a handgun across state lines, which has been in the courts for like forever, and it's now on hold for cert at the Supreme Court because they're still waiting to see how they rule in the New York City case. And this particular case is really important because the background check they use now nationally, the NICS check, is the same no matter where you are. So what's the difference if I want to buy a handgun any place I'm traveling, you know, or like if I live in Washington, D.C., where there are no stocking dealers,
right,
and it is legal for me to buy a gun out of state. And in Texas, where this case is from, it's legal to sell a gun to somebody from out of state. But the 68 Gun Control Act, the federal government doesn't allow you to do it. And so we had that case, and we're really excited about that one. We have four cases all at one time, and that's just part of the 30-plus cases we've got going on nationwide.
Incredible. And let me say this, listener, from what you just heard from Mr. Gottlieb, that's they're waiting for the New York case results. So let's talk five. Now, this one wasn't a Second Amendment Foundation case supported by Second Amendment Foundation. We're talking about the New York case. We're awaiting a ruling on that case. Of course, that was heard on December 2nd. So this is something that I think is unprecedented right now, Alan, with this amount of Second Amendment up in front of the court.
Yeah, it would sure look that way, Mark. I'm really excited about this. As you know, we've all been trying really hard to get the court to rule on some Second Amendment right. cases to help build the foundation for Second Amendment rights. And we've given the opportunity now in all kinds of areas to do that. So I think Second Amendment cases are now going to really start to move there.
Yeah, I think so. Now, do you anticipate, is mootness a done deal in the New York case, Alan, at this stage of the game? Would they have already told us if they were going to moot that case?
I think the decision would come out earlier if they were going to moot it. However, it doesn't mean they're still not going to moot it. Because what happens in these cases, Mark, is sometimes, example, the five judges may want to moot it, but one of the other four judges who doesn't wants to write a very scathing dissent about mooting it, and that takes time. So it could just be a scathing dissent rather than them not mooting it. But I'm hoping they're not mooting it, and they rule it and knock down the law and basically affirm that your Second Amendment rights don't stop at your front door.
Fingers are crossed on that one, Alan. And I got to be honest with you, the handgun case out of Texas across state line is the one that irks me more than any of them. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a gun, for example, when I was out in Tombstone, Arizona, that I wanted to buy and I couldn't, even though it was the exact same background check I would have taken it home. It's ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. Alan, in the essence of time, again, I might even have to keep you an extra segment if your time permits that. But I've got to go to Bloomberg with you now, and I know my listeners are going to expect me to do so based on that unbelievable performance in the debates. Now, we've got a couple minutes here, and I'm going to ask you this question quickly. Did you watch that by any chance, and were you able to not laugh through what you saw if you did?
Well, I did watch it, and there were times when I really did laugh, and there were times when I was really upset and I was really angry. I think it's amazing that Bloomberg spends $500 million so that they could qualify to be in the Democratic presidential debate for Nevada, where it's not really even on the ballot. Only show up at the debate and get scalped by a fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren.
All right, that's the soundbite of the day. Free Beacon, if you're listening, go ahead and run with that one. That was absolutely classic, to get scalped by Pocahontas. Boy, he did too, Alan, didn't he? It was, you know, if it wasn't Bloomberg, I would have been uncomfortable for the person in that seat, but I wasn't. I enjoyed watching him get taken down in that respect. What were your thoughts?
Oh, I did too. He's, you know, in response to that, he's trying to get people to forget that the debate happened. So he's moving off doing all kinds of other kinds of crazy advertising, like running billboards saying that Donald Trump eats burnt steak, you know, things of that nature. Just after, I don't know, I have no idea. He has so much money, he doesn't know what the hell to do with it. I hate to say it, but it's absolutely crazy. And then, of course, he's now running a heavy campaign on Facebook and other internet places, gathering petitions. I mean, he's 20,000 petitions, signatures a day, so he can ban assault weapons. That he's running all over the internet, picking up names and organizing, not just for his presidential campaign, but obviously those names are going to be shared with his anti-gun groups.
I don't feel it resonating anywhere. Now, here he's targeting the state of Georgia, where the show is emanating from, as you know, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, just outside the ATL. He's attempting to take over the airwaves here. I don't see it resonating in any way, shape, or form. In fact, people from both sides that I've talked to have said it's kind of aggravating, and they feel that they don't like an obnoxious New York billionaire telling Georgia residents what to do down here. And it's been really interesting to see that unfold. It's just, I'm not getting that feeling of,
Mark,
are you?
Yeah, well, obviously the majority of Democrats aren't biting off on it. But the bottom line is that those ads have gotten them into the area of 10-15% in the polls from zero. So it's having some impact. And the question we'll see on Super Tuesday, if the continued spending that he's got owning the airwaves, so to speak, putting out information, making him look like a hero, conquering hero coming in to save the day, which we know he's not. If in fact that works or not, but right. I wouldn't discount him yet. I think, quite frankly, in betting odds, you've got Bernie. I like called Breadline Bernie is obviously running number one, right. But running number two is tight right now between Biden and Bloomberg. I mean, it's really tight in betting odds.
He's still in those top three. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders as well and pick up right where you left off on those three. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, back for segment two with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Alan, before I get back to you, those cases up before the Supreme Court is unprecedented for the Second Amendment Foundation. It's also not cheap. We need your help. Please support us in this endeavor. 80%+ of the pro-rights decisions have come from cases filed by the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome back. That, I'm accurate with that number, or do you need to correct that?
No, you're accurate with that number, maybe 85%, but I'm not going to quibble. It's at least 80. And thanks for telling people know this is cost inexpensive for us. Last week, I wrote over $80,000 worth of checks to attorneys to pay for legal bills. And I've got another $60,000 already on my desk to pay next week. When you have that many cases going on, it really adds up.
Yeah, it does. There's no question about it, and I don't have to remind listeners.
Not to mention the fact as well that Bloomberg's groups and the other anti-gun groups would help run up our bills. We're filing all kinds of briefs and trying to intervene in cases, file amicus briefs in cases against us. So, we're up against all that money as well.
Alan, let's go back in this somewhat short segment, the trio that you mentioned when you talk about, now Bernie Sanders after Nevada, let's start with him. Obviously an anti-gun socialist, but wasn't previous, just political expedience. He comes from Vermont with what, as you know, we used to call open and constitutional carry used to be referred up until just recently as Vermont style carry. Where do you see this going with Bernie right now?
Well, first, let me just say, talking about Vermont style carry, that is never passed legislatively. That all happened because of a court suit that knocked out the ban on carry in Vermont, and they never put another law in its place.
Great point.
And so what happened is that also was a court victory that created that to start with. Where do I see Bernie going? Bernie has enough supporters and donors to stay in the race all the way against the Michael Bloomberg. So that's why I think those two are going to be the two that finish it up. Bernie, of course, got slammed this week. Twitter took down a bunch of his posts from his crazy different Twitter accounts for putting out fake news. And NBC reported on it as fake news as well, which is really great to show that Twitter now, when they want to show examples of fake news, they're picking on Bernie Sanders and anti-gun statements that he's made. He talked about how 40% of all handguns, of all gun purchases in the United States go through without a background check, which is totally 100% false. Years ago, Barack Obama used that quote based on information that was put out by Bloomberg's anti-gun group, and the Washington Post gave him 5 Pinocchios for it. And now, all these years later, Bernie Sanders picks up on the same fake news and puts it out, and Twitter shut it down.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, Sanders, I know it's hard to answer these, but does Sanders stand a chance of winning this nomination? I believe he's got the number one chance right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I think his chances are a little bit better than 50% to win it. He doesn't have a lock on this, but he surely has at least 50%. And it's going to be really, really interesting if the Democratic Party lets him get away with it. Personally, I think he's probably the Democratic candidate field is so weak, in all honesty, that it's hard to say who the weakest candidate is. But Bernie Sanders, being the avowed Democratic socialist, right, I think shows the biggest differences between him and a Donald Trump, which highlights why the American electorate should be voting and reelecting Donald Trump. So this is not necessarily bad news for us if he's the nominee. And let's be honest about it. Every single Democratic candidate is all part of the gun prohibition, gun confiscation crowd. So it really doesn't matter.
All right, let's go. Let me pivot over to Biden in the essence of time. And Joe Biden apparently hasn't figured out what happened to the other four candidates who made confiscation of firearms their centerpiece of their campaign, and they are now gone. Here's what Biden told And this is from the Washington Examiner. This is what Biden told gun manufacturers. I'm coming for you, period. I want to let them know. I promise you, I'm the only guy that has beaten the gun manufacturers. I'm the only guy that has beaten the NRA nationally, and I did it twice nationally. And gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you, period. You can sue tobacco companies. You can sue pharmaceutical companies. The only companies you can't sue are gun manufacturers because of a law Bernie Sanders voted for. Has he not learned anything yet?
Well, you know, again, to be honest about it, you can sue gun manufacturers, but you can't sue them frivolously.
Right.
And that's what the legislation shut down. Each one is trying to out be anti-gun to the other, because Bloomberg is so anti-gun himself that they all, you know, Biden has to compete within that lane with Bloomberg. So he's got to make sure that he doesn't lose the, you know, gun prohibition crowd to Bloomberg, and he's got to try to keep it. So that's what you're seeing. It's the one thing I love about Biden is he knows probably less about guns than any of the other candidates. I'm not saying that they know much about guns, but his comments and stupid remarks and things that he says are so off base that if it weren't so scary, it really would be laughable.
Yeah, well, it is scary. But here we're talking about now the three front runners. And let me go back again. Let me pivot back to Bloomberg. The debate performance, his debate performance was pathetic. It was terrible. It was cringeworthy. If I couldn't stand Bloomberg so much, it would have been cringeworthy. I enjoyed watching it. However, the money speaks, but it can't buy personality. It can't buy charisma. It can't buy answers to some of these questions that are just going to dog him relentlessly. But at the same time, do you believe that if something else happened in this weird dynamic of these three, that Bloomberg could emerge victorious during this battle?
Well, he believes so. That's why he's spending, you know, $500 million at this point, plus a whole lot more that he's throwing at it, which, by the way, only comes out of his cash flow.
Right.
Because believe it or not, he's not even going into any of his assets.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
With that kind of money and his arrogance, he thinks he can win. I don't know. To me, it doesn't matter which one wins. None of those guys are our friends, and they all want to take our guns, period.
All right. I'm going to wrap up with this. We've got just a couple minutes. I want to go to Fred Gutenberg for just a moment in a tweet that he sent out. And I want to get your response on this, because we've talked about ERPOs before. Fred Gutenberg, of course, being the Parkland father that lost his beautiful daughter because of the actions of a madman, not because of you law-abiding Americans, but because of the actions of a scumbag. And this points out to the danger of extreme risk protection orders. Caitlin Bennett is the pro-gun activist that goes to campuses and so forth. We've seen her. She did it this past week, and the left went crazy on campus. And she said, I will absolutely be returning to Ohio U's campus again, and next time I'll bring an army of gun owners for an open carry walk through campus. You can't keep us away, and you can't keep us silent, just like Donald Trump. We will always win. Fred Gutenberg tweeted this in response, Alan. This person, Caitlin, is desperately seeking attention. However, what she may need is for an ERPO to be issued. Sorry, Kate, not getting the attention you wanted is not a reason to threaten gun violence. In fact, your tweet is the reason that open carry should not exist. Alan, that's a threat to red flag a young woman for exercising her constitutional rights and lawfully carrying her firearms where she's allowed to and how she's allowed to. What do you think?
Let me say this. I'm going to criticize both sides just a hair. You know, I have no problem with open carry if you're using it for self-defense. I don't like the open carry for a political statement. I'm not sure that it wins us any real friends. But on the other hand, though, she did not threaten any gun violence whatsoever. For him to make that claim is totally absurd and scary. And again, to use that to call for ERPO laws to be used, the red flag laws to be used against people, is exactly why we oppose these red flag laws. And this is part of the problem we face. If you get anti-gun people, you know, who want to take people's guns away, the facts don't really matter, like making up the persons involved in engaged in gun violence just because they want to open carry. So this is exactly what highlights the problem we have with this and why it's really dangerous. On the other hand, again, I'm not sure making statements walking around college campuses with, you know, tons of people open carrying just to make a political statement is the right way to exercise our rights. You know, you have the right of free speech, but you have to be smart of what you say.
Alan, can you stay for one more segment, or am I taking your time?
I sure can.
Good. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. I'm going to leave that right where it is. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, gives us one more segment. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
454-7012. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues. This is a good opportunity for me to tell you that coming up in the next segment, I will be giving away a North American Arms Mini out of my gun safe. We've been waiting for this for quite some time. The North Sadie Sweat from North American Arms will be here also. We had a little glitch in giving away their gun, so we're going to move that to next week. But one of you is going to win my gun today on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. All of my sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Defender Coffee, Crossbreed Holsters, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, Gunbroker.com, North American Arms, Bursa, Car Arms, MyPillow, GetSupply.com. The company is Supply. Get Supply. You can support the Second Amendment drinking coffee and shaving and sleeping on this program. God bless all of them. Let's go back to the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, for this final segment with you, sir. I got to take you to Texas again. Let me take you to Texas. Let's just say that. You put a press release out that I covered on my weekday show, Alan, about Every Town for Gun Safety now in the great state, the Lone Star State, dumping 8 million bones in Texas alone. For what?
Let me just put that in context, if I can. $8 million in Texas alone. $8 million is the whole budget, annual budget for the Second Amendment Foundation. And Bloomberg just gave them a check to put $8 million into one state.
Wow.
And that's to buy elections in Texas, to try and flip the legislature in Texas. And that's not even his presidential campaign, where he's probably spending well upwards of that, I'm sure of that, on TV ads in Texas alone, many of which are anti-gun at the same time. This is the power of his dollars, and you know, and we are getting hurt by that. I mean, we can't compete dollar for dollar in the open marketplace of ideas. It means the other side only gets to hear one side of the issue. Well, they hear only one side of the issue. After a while, they start to believe it.
You know what's interesting, and I want listeners to understand what we're talking about here in these terms. I thought I was done talking about Bloomberg, and I wanted to move on, Alan. But when it comes to the fight for our right to bear arms, regardless of what state we're talking about, it always funnels back to this demagogue. Always. There's no way around it. I tried to get around it by saying Every Town for Gun Safety. But who founded Every Town for Gun Safety, and who funnels the money into it and gives them the money that they pledge, over $60 million in certain areas and hundreds of millions elsewhere? A leveraged buyout. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. Well, Mark, with his assault checkbook, Bloomberg is the biggest threat we have to gun rights.
You know, I'm laughing at that. It's not funny, because it's true. It is an assault checkbook. It really, truly is.
Yeah, we have to limit the amount of dollars he's allowed to put into his checking account. I mean, it's dangerous. I mean, people's lives are at stake. I mean, our right of self-defense, every time he, you know, reloads his magazine checkbook, so to speak, it puts all of us in danger.
Yeah, and there are three states I want to focus on in particular. You've already felt the sting in Washington. Alan, right now, as you and I are talking this evening, we have Arizona, Georgia, Florida, and Texas with big targets, pun intended, on them that Bloomberg is targeting right now, because these are pro-gun red states that he wants to Virginianize. And I'm going to go ahead and use it. I've not said that before, but isn't that what he's attempting to do here?
Oh, yeah. He wants to buy the legislatures in those states the same way he's done it in Virginia to pass anti-gun laws and restrict our rights. You know, so what he can't do on a federal level, running for president, trying to, you know, elect members of Congress who don't support Second Amendment rights, he's also trying to do it on the state level as well. It's just unbelievable. It's unfathomable to even understand the amount of money he is spending on this.
And it's not going to end with a presidential campaign. Let me make that very clear. Imagine how frightening it would be, listener, when you hear this conversation, to have a president that everyone below him owed him their debts of gratitude because of the money that he gave them during this campaign. That is not the way this country was meant to be run. And the founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. Dare I say, wars have started over smaller than that. Alan, let me go back to red flag laws again one time, because you have a release out that I covered this week, that Second Amendment Foundation warning of a new gun control playbook to push red flag laws. I think it's important to let listeners know that you and Dave Workman actually found a playbook a few years ago from the other side. That's the real deal. That's not a play on words, right?
Right. We did. We uncovered a playbook paid for by Bloomberg, by the way, that was being used by the anti-gun groups on how to leverage the language and confuse people on gun issues, and be able to put their so-called best foot forward to try and push their anti-gun rights agenda. Now, this is another so-called playbook. We didn't discover this one. We're just reporting on it, that talks about how to push for red flag laws. And this one was not funded by Bloomberg, but done in conjunction with a number of the anti-gun groups. My guess is the one anti-gun group whose name is on it, who basically probably paid for it, is a Gabby Giffords group. But there's a number of groups that are all sharing it and on a state basis as well, pushing it to, on how to push red flag laws to their state legislatures.
Your quote was, Gottlieb's alarms were raised by the inclusion of a letter from a California sheriff's official that referred to a May 2014 multiple murder in Isla Vista, California, as a shooting spree, quote unquote. And Alan, this is what you had to say, quoting you. Six victims in that rampage were stabbed or slashed to death. It also suggests the shooting occurred at the University of California, Santa Barbara campus, but it didn't. The term gun violence appears throughout, but there's not a word about knife violence, nor any mention of the fact that the killer bought three firearms, all legally, with background checks and waiting periods. Alan, it would make sense to me that they don't want to mention that, just like they don't want to cover defensive gun uses, because it blows their narrative out of the water, correct?
Correct. That's exactly why we put that news release out, was to show how intellectually dishonest they are to start with. We wanted to make sure that news release got into the hands of every single state legislature and the legislator in the country to realize when they go and listen to these people who are coming out of this playbook for red flag laws, that they're not being intellectually honest with what they're telling them.
Now, let's go have some fun here for just a minute. This was funny. I was talking with my daytime listeners or weekday listeners during the week last week, Alan, and I was reading a press release from you and commentary from Second Amendment Foundation. And if I had any idea of not going to the National Rifle Association convention, it was dashed immediately when I was reading the release. And it told listeners to come visit you and I at the Second Amendment Foundation booth in Nashville. We're going to be there together at the National Rifle Association convention the weekend of the 16th, 17th, and 18th in Nashville, right? We want everybody to come say hi.
I hope that's April, not this month coming up.
No, right? It's April we're talking about.
Thank you.
Didn't mean to scare you.
My March is so booked up traveling already. Yes, we will see you. So I hope to meet a lot of your listeners at the NRA annual meetings in Nashville.
Isn't that fun? Every time we're there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, I'm going to be at the USCCA Expo in Kansas City. And so if any of your listeners are going to be there, have them drop by the SAF booth as well.
Absolutely. I was not sure yet what that schedule looked like, but you will be there. I have not yet decided on that one. I will let you know. What's the dates of that in Kansas City?
You would do that to me.
Don't worry
you?
About it. Don't worry about it. I don't want to catch you off guard. I'll give that information out tomorrow.
I think it's somewhere around the 18th, 19th, 20th of March.
Yeah, it's between the 18th and the 23rd, listener, of March. That one you can take to the bank. So make sure to look at it. Just Google up USCCA Expo. Alan will be there at the Second Amendment Foundation booth having a blast. I may be there with him. You never know. I'll let you know on the weekday show. All right, Alan, I got to ask you this one more time. We've got 1 minute. It's very, very important, based on what listeners heard you say during these previous three segments, that we do absolutely what you said and requested of us weeks ago, and that's to dedicate at least 1 hour a day, correct? You've got 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, 1 hour a day. I don't care if you're calling radio talk shows, if you're writing letters to your editor, if you're doing social media, whatever it might be, just at least do 1 hour a day defending Second Amendment rights. If we can get, a significant number of millions of gun owners out there doing that 1 hour a day, that could help dwarf Bloomberg's millions of dollars.
Yeah, they might have the millions, but it's an AstroTurf movement. This is grassroots. We prove that day after day after day. Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, I'm going to let you get on with your evening. Thank you so much, as usual, for giving us so much of your time here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. That was Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Sadie Sweat comes up next from North American Arms. And somebody is going to win a gun right smack out of my gun safe. Been teasing it for a couple months now. That's coming up next, right after this break. Don't go away. We'll be back right here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Segment 4. That was an amazing three segments previous with Alan Gottlieb, wasn't it? Man, oh man. I mean, I learn so much from Alan every time he's on the program. Let me welcome you back inside these Crossbreed Holster studios, and on the phone with me right now, I have Sadie Sweat from North American Arms, one of my favorite gun companies in the world. This is one of my favorite guns ever. I've got a number of them in my safe. Sadie, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. I am good. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give away a gun from my safe right now. But we were going to give one away. Let's get this out now. We were going to give one away, yours too, but we're going to have to push that off to next week, which is cool because, listener, it gives you an extra week. You can now call North American Arms. You want to give out the number? Do you have it handy?
I do have it handy. Let me grab it. It's 801-371-4990.
801-374-9990. I've been teasing listeners and saying, go to NorthAmericanArms.com and work for it a little bit. But if you didn't get that, you just go to NorthAmericanArms.com and scroll to the bottom of the page. It's right there. Call that number and say, I heard on Armed American Radio, I get a free hat, and I'm entered to win the gun. And you're going to get a free, really cool hat. Now, we were going to give it away, but what happened is we had a software problem over on your side with the randomizer, right? And we want that to be completely fair and make sure everything's working right. So we're going to do it next week. You're going to come back next week, and we're going to give yours away, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Well, let's do this. What gun am I going to give away out of my safe? I'm going to let it be your call from North American Arms. Which one's it going to be?
Okay. So I think you mentioned that you had a 22 short, and I think that would be an awesome one to give away to your listeners.
Oh my gosh, these guns are, and I do, I have a 22 short. You know, I have got all of them sitting here in front of me. Let me grab the 22 short. Here it is. This gun is absolutely gorgeous. Tell us, now, this is the first gun North American Arms made.
Correct. So the company started back in the 70s, and this is kind of what we started on and what we based all our future revolvers on. Is this 22 short, and it is the smallest mini revolver that we produce, and it's the only mini revolver that we produce that uses the 22 short ammunition.
Oh my gosh.
So it's super compact, tiny, and just it's a cool gun.
Let me tell you how cool gun this is. Listen, I'm holding this is out of my safe. I pulled these guns out of my safe and had them here late. I did not know which gun you were going to pull up, and the 22 short is it. This is only 1 1/8-inch barrel. It's 22 short. It's a 5-shot capacity. This gun retails for $226, and it is absolutely one of the coolest guns I had in my safe. Sadie, oh, no. I have to get another one now. It's 22
yeah,
short.
Yeah, you'll have to get another one.
Oh, my gosh. 22 short, 5 capacity, overall length 3.6 inches, height 2.38 inches, width 0.88, weight is 4 ounces. Now, let me tell you, for 4 ounces, this thing feels like a gun. You can feel the quality of these North American Arms, Sadie. That's why I love them so much.
They are awesome guns. People love just the concealability of them with still having an effective firearm. So it's really a great bang for your buck to get this little 22 short.
Oh, my gosh, it absolutely is. Listener, let me tell you something. We're going to pull the winner here in just a second. But, wow. Now, the way this is going to work is I'm going to contact you if you win this today, and you're going to get me an FFL to me, and I'm going to get it to my local FFL, and you're going to get a background check. You hear me, listeners? A background check must be performed on the winner in order to take possession of this firearm. We're going to do it through FFLs. That's the way this is done legally. Nobody is sending anybody a firearm. We're going to get this done through an FFL. And Sadie, what if I don't want to give it away now that we're really talking about it?
I think you're a little too late for that.
I don't want to give it away. I love this thing. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. See, I have my North American Arms. I have about 7 of them. I have them laid out in my safe, and they're just beautiful. Now, you know this, Sadie. Listeners, I think you know this, but I carry a North American Arms Mini with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, wherever I am, if you meet me, I have a North American Arms Mini on me. I'm telling you that right now. And usually, Sadie, it's the Sidewinder is the one I'm generally carrying on a fairly regular basis. No matter what else I have, that Sidewinder rides with me. Is that shocking to you?
I hear a lot of people that have always a gun with them, even if it's their secondary piece. So I won't say that's shocking to me because we hear a lot of people that carry the North American Arms revolvers and that love them. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Just gorgeous. Now, next week, I'm getting ready to pull the winner here. We're going to pull the randomizer. It's going to give me a number. I'm going to go down the list and find out who the winner is on that number. We've got over 2,500 names on this list. Premium subscribers, you didn't have to do anything. You're already on every promotion. If you want to be a premium subscriber, join now at armedamericanradio.com. Sadie, we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
My gosh, I've been talking about this for so long now. It's here, and I'm looking at it, and I know I'm going to have to send it away to an awesome listener. All right, here we go. Let's spin this on here. We're going to go spin, and we have number 189 and number 189 on this list. Let me scroll down here. 189, 189, 189. Looks like Rick Huggins. Rick Huggins. You, Rick, have just won my 22 North American Arms, and I don't know if I want to. Sadie, I'm just kidding with you. Of course, congratulations, Rick. It's been a long time coming. We're going to do this again next week also on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. We're going to do it with you, Sadie. So, Rick, I'm going to communicate with you. I have your email address here. Congratulations. I'm going to be reaching out to you
and we will exchange the necessary paperwork, and we will make this happen through authorized FFL dealers. I already have one here in the state of Georgia that I use. Sadie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is exciting. I hope that our winner, Rick, notices and realizes how awesome that our firearms are. So we're excited to have a new customer. And
oh, my gosh. Yeah, well,
NAA family member.
You got a new NAA family member. Listeners, if you have never seen these little revolvers, let me tell you something. Visit NorthAmericanArms.com. The only way I can describe this, Sadie, I think I described this to you when you and I were doing the SHOT Show together, and that is, you know, you can feel the quality of certain products when you pick them up, right? For example, when you pick up, I mean, like an iPhone, I mean, you can feel the quality of the product in your hand. It feels good. When you, you know, you pick up a Samsung or whatever, I mean, you can pick up these expensive products and you can feel and sense the quality. That's the feeling that you get when you pick up a North American Arms. I don't care which gun it is. I don't care.
I agree. Yeah, that makes total sense.
You can feel it. I mean, you can sense the build. You can sense the work in it. It feels like a gun. It's not made of plastic. This gun is made of steel. And it's made of what these grips are, walnut, American walnut, right?
Yeah, rosewood grips.
Rosewood grips. They're absolutely beautiful. And they're not but an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter, rosewood grips on this North American Mini 22 here that I'm going to have to part with here. My gosh, I even had a name for you. I'm just kidding. But what I'm telling you is it's, the quality of the build is just amazing. Now, Sadie, you're going to come back next week. We're going to do this all over again. And next week's gun is going to be the Ranger 2, right?
Yeah. And this Ranger 2 is an awesome firearm that is kind of our latest release firearm. And kind of like your Sidewinder, it's actually a break top action, but you don't have to remove the cylinder to reload. So super convenient and still as reliable and effective as all of our other firearms. So
yeah,
it's a really top of the line mini revolver that we've come out with.
I've been talking it up all week long. Sadie, I can't wait for next week, listeners. So that's cool. We got the grand prize today. We got the runner up coming up next week. Sadie's going to rejoin me on the broadcast next in the next hour. Neil McCabe, regular on-air contributor, Washington, D.C. analyst Neil McCabe will be here. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.